The Torah instructs Bnei Yisrael in Perek Yudchet, Psukim Tet through Yud Gimel. Says the Torah as follows: Ki ataba el haaretz asher Hashem Elokecha noten lach. When you arrive in Eretz Yisrael, lo tilmad laasot ketoavot hagoyim ahem. When you arrive in the chosen land, Eretz Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has graciously granted us, do not learn to behave like the abominations of the Goyim, the foreign nations that inhabited the land prior to your arrival. Lo yimatzei b'cha ma'avir b'no v'ito ba'esh. You should not find amongst you those who pass your children through fire, which was an idolatrous practice according to some Rishonim called the Molech. Kosem ksamim me'onenu menachesh u'menachesh mechashef. All of these magics, magicians, soothsayers, healers, those are not things that Jews subscribe to. V'chover chover v'shoel ovi yidoni, those who look at various stones for prophecies to see the future. Again, something that a Klal Yisrael are not meant to subscribe to or to be involved in. Why? Says the Torah, Ki to'avat Hashem kol osei ele, not only is this an abomination and disgrace in the eyes of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but those who assume such foreign practices, morish otam mipanecha, will cause ultimately the destruction of Eretz Yisrael, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu will allow the Goyim, the foreign nations, to once again re-inhabit, re-acquiesce Eretz Yisrael, and seize Eretz Yisrael from the hands of the Jewish people, if indeed we succumb to these practices. Finally, within this little parsha, in Pasuk Yud Gimel, it closes, Tamim tiyeh im Hashem Elokecha. You should be wholesome and whole with regards to Hashem. And we can ask on these few psukim, one of the most outstanding questions, at least that sits in my mind, is the vernacular that's used in these psukim are singular, or is singular. Ki ata ba el haaretz. When you, as a single person, come to Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to saying, ki tavo'u el haaretz. When you, as a nation, arrive to Eretz Yisrael. Why is this used in the singular form? And again, lo tilmad la'asot ketoavot hagoyim ha'hem. You personally, singularly, should not learn to follow the pattern and strange behavior of the goyim. Lo yimatzei becha. One should not find around you. Again, the singular, ki toavat Hashem oseh kol eile. And finally, in closure, tamim tihyeh. You, as a single individual, should be wholesome with regards to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why not? Tamim Tiyu, which would have been much more appropriate. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, is addressing Am Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Bnei Yisrael the expectations of their behavior. Why then does the Torah revert to singular form as opposed to addressing a nation as a whole? And finally, why does this particular directives with regards to warning Bnei Yisrael from these strange practices, why does it close with this strange pasuk of Tamim Tiyeh Im Hashem Elokecha? Be wholesome with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What exactly does that have to do with one's avoidance of succumbing to these practices? And I think that perhaps the Torah wanted us to understand, a person who goes and searches for foreign sources, for foreign ideas or concepts, and certainly that which reflects idolatry, foreign practices that are strange, that are inhuman, by which one would sacrifice their own child. They're saying either one of two things. Those who are immersed in such crazy, ludicrous practices are saying either they themselves are completely loony, they're completely inept with regards to human behavior, they behave in such a fashion because they are just not, their faculties are not with them. They're out of their minds, so to speak. Or it's also possible when a person becomes so insecure with themselves, when they are so insecure and are searching for new methods and ways to connect because they really don't have a methodology or a way of approaching life, a philosophy with which to subscribe, they'll almost resort to anything in order to prove themselves. We see this sometimes with particular individuals who are so haughty and so pompous, and you wonder to yourself, how can they behave in such a fashion? Well, the answer is that when insecurity sets in, they're so desperate to prove themselves that they'll resort to all kinds of strange tactics. It's possible that someone can be so insecure, so lost, so in need for a pat on the back, that it has come to the point where they immerse and involve themselves in foreign practices of ideology. So much so that they murder their own children in order to prove a point for their own self-worth, for their own self-impression. And therefore, it becomes obviously not only conducive to a person who is being individually fashioning something around themselves, but it becomes terribly dangerous and detrimental, not only on a singular level, but it becomes detrimental to the entire Jewish community, to the entire society with which these people surround. And it is for this reason, Rabotai, I believe that the Torah introduces these concepts, these issues, in singular form. The idea of Lo tilmad la'asot ketoavot hagoyim ahem. Realize, says the Torah, that when you have your own insecurities, it can result in terribly detrimental consequences that are completely catastrophic to the extent that one's own children are killed. Perhaps the Torah is even talking as well figuratively, telling us that one can destroy the very infrastructure of his own family when he is trying to look after or to prove himself, to try to demonstrate or to look for his own self-security. And therefore the Torah says, Ki ata ba el haaretz, when you as an individual arrive in Eretz Yisrael, and perhaps you are in search of a new platform, perhaps you see this venture as a new opportunity to prove yourself, Lo tilmad. Tilmad means to learn. Learning is a process. It doesn't happen in one day. But it is possible that after a person searches for many venues with which to prove himself, that he will eventually teach himself. He will learn from foreign practices and resort to any tactics, as ludicrous as they appear, in order to prove himself. And therefore the Torah says, in singular form, be careful. Ki to'avat Hashem kol ose eile. Anyone who behaves in such fashion is disgracing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Beware of one's own self-security. And finally, for this reason, the Torah closes this introduction with the statement, Tamim tihyeh im Hashem Elokecha. What exactly does tamim mean? Tamim comes from the word wholesome, shalem. To be a wholesome person means that one is secure with themselves. One is happy and content with the faculties that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him. He believes in himself to the extent that he is willing to grow wholesomely and healthily according to proper values and according to contribution to society. For this reason, the Torah finishes this small parsha in singular form as well. Tamim tihyeh im Hashem Elokecha. If you are secure and wholesome with yourself, then indeed you will be able to reflect a wholesome and healthy attitude towards a constructive and positive society and towards constructing a great nation of Am Yisrael. But when you are uncomfortable with yourself, when you are unsatisfied with who you are, then it can result in terrible tragedy and catastrophic consequences. For this reason, the Torah provides us with a very vital message, the message of self-security, of being wholesome, believing in who you are, and chalila v'chas, when one does not, it can result even in avodah zarah, idolatrous, even in a molech, by which one destroys and murders his own children. These past few weeks in Eretz Yisrael, it has been terrible. We have been plagued by horrific incidents of domestic violence. 2 weeks ago, a grandfather was accused of drowning his 3-year-old granddaughter in the Arkon River. They still have yet to find this girl's body. Last week, a woman took her 4-year-old son and tossed him into the sea, into the Mediterranean, off the shores of Bat Yam in Tel Aviv. And finally, just last night, I opened the news this morning, and once again, yet another woman has drowned her 4-year-old son in the bathtub from her own home. And you think to yourself, you look at this week's parsha and you say, the molech sacrificing one's children could never happen. It's not something that's prevalent in our society. For those who have children, it's absolutely unfathomable that one would even want to harm their own child, their beloved, their future, their legacy. And yet the molech is very much alive, as it is described in this week's parsha. In the last 3 weeks, we've seen it firsthand in today's Israeli society. How painful it is to see that Ma'avir b'no u'bito ba'esh still exists and is still vibrant and alive in the world in which we exist, in which we see. It's horrifying, terribly distracting, terribly destroying when you see such consequences that they exist in the civilized world which surrounds us. Well, sure enough, I was on the way to a particular event, and I was discussing it with my brother in the car, and he said to me, these people, they don't have Torah. They don't have a value, a reason for life. They don't have the direction that the Torah offers, and therefore they resort to such behavior. And I said to him, you know, I'm surprised you say that, because I have to disagree. Even someone who doesn't have Torah knows that you don't behave in such abominable fashion, knows that one would never harm their child. Even someone who does not religious certainly has a basic fundamental understanding of love and nurturing towards one's children. They certainly wouldn't be harmful or detrimental to their family's existence. And he agreed with me. But I'll tell you, upon reflection in his comments, I have to say that to a certain extent, I understand what he was trying to say. The response to such terrible, catastrophic behavior of murdering one's children is that, yes, it's true that people must be completely out of their minds. But at the same time, we from a religious perspective have to recognize the Torah warns us against this behavior because it is prevalent and quite possible that it can exist in every society, including a religious one. Not only a few months ago, within a religious neighborhood, there was revealed a family, a religious family, who were abusing their children sexually, domestically, with violence. It was an unbelievable thing to witness the arrest of these parents who claimed that they were religious, and yet in their own privacy of their homes were abusing their children terribly, some of the children suffering obviously from terrible, irreparable psychological damage. And therefore the molech, the avodah zarah, the idolatry, the stuyot, the terrible, dire consequences exist even in a religious parameter. Because when we don't understand, when we don't subscribe, when we don't completely value the concepts that the Torah offers us, then we are completely lost and without direction. The Torah gives us the formula for a successful, wholesome family individually, as well as for the pattern of a successful and collective and successful society. Tamim tihyeh im Hashem Elokecha. When you are people who are understand the concept of security, who embrace the concept of a vision, who have a desire to live based on temimut, wholesomeness, personal security, love, and the value of what a Kadosh Baruch Hu represents, then that is precisely what allows Jewish society, religiosity, to thrive and to succeed. We see that the terrible events that occurred in front of us, they don't necessarily request or talking about atypical Jewish behavior. The events that we are confronted with in the front pages of our newspapers, while they describe something which is so foreign to us, so strange to us, to hurt one's children. Where the Torah tells us, v'chai behem v'lo shi'amut behem. In last week's parsha, we are reminded, banim atem la'ashem elokechem. We are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our children, both in terms of relationship to Hashem and relationship to us, are what is most valued within establishing the legacy and perpetuating the future of the Jewish people. And so when we read about such catastrophic events in the front pages of our newspapers, it is so strange, so foreign to us, because it is not atypical of Jewish behavior. However, nonetheless, it ferments and it festers the very foundations of Jewish decency. When such things happen, such occurrences happen within the Jewish world itself, religious sensitivity, religious awareness, Tamim tihyeh im Hashem Elokecha, reminds us that we are different, that it can happen, but it shouldn't, because we are given the formula for a successful and wholesome individual and a collective and productive society. And therefore, says the Ramban, on the pasuk Tamim tihyeh Hashem Elokecha, Shniyached levaveinu, we should unite our hearts as one, unified, levado, to Hashem Himself. V'na'amin shehu levado oseh kol, believing that a Kadosh Baruch Hu ultimately is responsible for everything. V'hu hayodea amatat kol atid, only Hashem knows what the future holds for us. ולא נדרוש מעוברי שמיים ולא מזולתם, ולא נבטח שיבואו דבריהם על קופונים. We should not believe in what man has to offer, certainly if they are false. אבל אם נשמע דבר מהם נאמר הכל בידי שמיים. Whatever we hear, whatever we subscribe to, we have to remember in the back of our minds that it all begins and ends as a result of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ki hu Elohei Elohim Elyon al hakol hayachol bakol. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate leader, the ultimate source for all that revolves around the world. Says the Ramban in closure, Ki tamim hu ashalem badabar. What is a tamim? As we explained a few moments ago, it is someone who is wholesome with his existence. Kemo se tamim. Like a sacrifice that we offer, that is also ein bo mum v'shum chisaron, that is without blemish. This is the positive commandment that the Torah instructs us to follow. To be wholesome, not only with the community, not only with society, but wholesome within ourselves, with a secure existence, knowing that we are striving in order to get closer to our Creator, in order to appreciate the values, morals, and ethics that the Torah has to offer. And for that reason, the Torah introduces it as closure to this parsha, as warning to the consequences that can exist in a society around us, and finally, as a directive to an individual, a singular person, because that's where construction begins. Yehi ratzon we should be zoche. As a result, when we see or read about such horrible, catastrophic consequences around us, that it should obviously incite us not only towards depression and towards a reaction of catastrophe, but it should incite us towards greater recognition of who we are, what we represent, the mantra that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to live by, and as a result of that subscription, we should be zoche to completely fulfill the words b'mlo muvan mila, with complete understanding, tomim tiyeh im Hashem Elokecha. Shabbat Shalom.